in your dreams. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There it was, rolling up to the world's largest building, Boeing 787 Dreamliner, painted white over blue to look like it was surfing the sky. And as the speakers listed the new features, you began to realize what is truly historic about this plane. What Boeing has tried to do is design an aircraft that passengers won't be able to whine about. Dried out nostrils? Not on this plane. The air will actually be healthier than it is on the ground. Remember feeling all disheveled after a rough flight? Not with the new anti-turbulence system. Remember losing all feeling in your legs? Not anymore. Based on the video presentation, everybody gets a Barca lounger. And when they played the scene where the passengers easily slipped their luggage into cavernous overhead bins, I knew I was witnessing the zenith of Western civilization. So there's the first test flight this summer, then certification, then the assembly line ramps up, and then the airlines get a hold of them. Will the legroom survive? Will every passenger truly get their own window? Or will it be like the landlord who buys the stately mansion with the gables and the Greek columns and the wide and welcoming front porch and carves it up into as many claustrophobic apartments as the market will bear? Will the healthy air and the state-of-the-art mood lighting retain its charm after 5 hours on the tarmac? I have a feeling we'll find out. Once upon a time, Boeing ran its own airline, but regulators broke that up, so now we have the modern bottom-line system of air travel, where the manufacturer provides the dream and the airlines provide the rude awakening. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.